more direct.
He's going to try. If not, he will send his deputy. Or he will make a deputy. But for shielding...
Does anyone I've met?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he would decide at the time. Anyway,
and
I've got...
And who might that be?
It could be myself. He could ask Corton to sit in for him. He could send another council member. He could send anybody. Or ask anybody that he wishes. After all, as he once said, he is the base commander.
And Ashtar, is he, he seemed to be pleased with
everything. I thought so.
Overall.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good luck on the quest.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I leave on Wednesday of next week. So I will be briefly at the next channeling session. So we will deal with what happens then. I believe it might have to be an early channeling session as well, like 7:30, otherwise I'm going to miss it.
Okay. But the rest of the gang will be there, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you can't make it.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to step aside and put on the next person. I am supposed to be ring mistress. And I would like to thank my elder for sitting in for me. Okay. I get to answer questions.
I've been wondering about coercion. Yeah, I know it. But I mean, I might ask something. But
what?
Thank you.
Well, Mom did mention something about you and nutrition and Piafkar.
Oh yes. Okay. Nutrition.
Yes. And also with I've got my knowledge and no computer background. You listen into the meeting and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you already know what's been discussed
this
evening.
What you can do is, as a moral suggestion, make a trade. You want information on nutritional levels. Talk to my dear life mate. I asked him to find nutritional supplements of a protein that could be used cheaply that gives a high protein intake. I can give you suggestions.
Okay. No. I maybe misstated the question. Okay. I know about proteins and diet. And recipes and different things.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking about buying survival food, you know, lentils and beans, and coming up with good, well balanced, nutritional vegetarian diets, which us carnivores can incorporate food into, and even Russell gets. Carnivorous, you know what I mean? Where he won't eat a pig, but he'll eat a chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
well, there's a supplement that you can add that will fool you into thinking that it is beef, lamb, chicken.
Okay, I have no problem with the vegetarian diet.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm concerned with is a well-balanced nutrition, economics, and availability on our planet, in this third-dimensional space.
There are many
rice, beans.
Right. Nuts. Never forget nuts.
Nuts are very important.
I believe you call them bouillon.
The what?
Extract cubes.
Oh, bouillon.
Mm-hmm. Bouillon?
Yes.
Yeah, but you know what's in bouillon? You know what's actually in that?
Well, there's a lot of chemicals I'm aware of. Monosodium glutamate being one of them.
Yes, it's great stuff. I asked for added MSG. But I mean, I'm familiar with using both chicken and beef bouillon, you know, in my gravies and sauces. I mean, if you make a chicken stock from scratch, you take the chicken juice, and if you don't add some chicken bouillon to it, you don't get the full flavor, okay?
Yeah. I do not eat any meat myself personally. I eat fish only. But that is a racial thing for us.
Okay. Now, with getting fish and using dried fish, and, you know, and canned fish, okay, I mean, it's a good, viable source of protein. Okay. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm. It's very enjoyable to eat all different types of fish. Anyway, I am holding a lot of time, and we have a guest speaker that has just arrived.
Okay.
Okay?
So you don't understand, man. I'm trying it. Fine. Good.
Can you have a quick question for me, David?
Yeah.
Okay, ask away quickly.
I forgot
what. Write it down.
You guys been whipping around tonight.
Write it down and ask me next week. Write it down, stick it in front of the clock so you can ask me next week. I got to put on the next person.
Bye, okay. Gary.
Jesus Christ.
Hang on.
Thank you.
Hi. Hey. You're the guest speaker. No, I'm not a guest speaker. I'm going to put a guest speaker on last
book. It's quite a guest.
But I feel quite important. But I've never been complimented like that before.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. I feel very, 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 very honored.
I don't know. I thought you should be. From work would be a very worse helpful idea than taking you on work.
Mm-hmm.
Because taking you from work.
But it is a crucial part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've got something to say quickly.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ross. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You got any questions for me?
Oh, you want questions now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Jesus Christ. Got me spinning. Okay. We've been talking a lot and focusing on change the world events.
I can't answer those questions.
Yes. Well, all right. Let me lead up to this.
Okay.
Make it as brief as possible. Okay. And as far as, you know, economics and just nutrition and the basic bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told we're approaching the situation correctly,
mm-hmm,
and to keep on doing what we're doing. As far as I don't know whether to ask about nutrition or spiritual.
Well, I was a priestess when I was younger. But you didn't know that.
I didn't know. What's your assessment of this whole third dimensional thing we're trying to do?
I think you're going the right way. I really, because I'm on spectrum, I'm not allowed to answer questions of the political or nature and what I normally do. I'm a fan. But they think I need a rest.
Yeah, well, it's understandable. But you do understand where it put me in a funny position where, you know, it's going to ask you a heavy question. And now...
No, you're not allowed to. And it is frustrating. I would love to answer any question, but I'm not allowed to because I'm not supposed to think about things.
No.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, great. Now, when the traveling up to see Cara,
mm-hmm,
I was really having a lot of trouble trying to stay focused and not letting, you know, my mind just keep wandering.
Well, you have been doing training retained at both ends.
Yeah, but I still want to focus anyway, you know. When we're coming up in the future,
right,
I'm going to be able to do a lot more than I'm doing now and still have access to my astral form.
I wouldn't worry about it at the moment because you are working hard. I wouldn't condemn yourself to your poor territory because you can't focus at this time.
But still, it's something I have to learn in the future.
That's right. But at this time, don't concern yourself too much.
I won't, but in the future, let's work on a program that will allow me access to that.
Okay.
Okay, that's something just to keep on in mind.
And I'm very honored on that comment. Very honored.
Yeah.
Computer whiz.
Genius.
Genius, yes.
Jesus, the word. Whiz is one level below genius.
Mm-hmm. I was very, very honest. I've never been called a genius.
Well, you know, all the times that I've heard you talking to her, usually you're under such stress whenever he comes by and visits that you're like, So, Corcoran had a good idea about downloading information to my computer instead of reading right off the thing. I need more memory.
Yeah, I use probably when I'm correlating all my reports and everything, I use a gig in a day, but that's only month ends. That is pictures, holograms, the works.
Oh, well, holograms that eat up memory faster than any kind of GIF files I get.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go into three dimensional.
That's right.
And the math involved in three dimensional holograms
is incredible.
Well, math. I mean, I don't know how you guys do the little hologram picture discs. I mean, I can't.
Oh, you mean for, yes, the discs.
The discs. I mean, just for a little photo, do a hologram of. Well, that little disc must store a couple of gigs of memory in it just to do the little hologram.
I think they store about 8 gigs each.
They'd have to.
Because you can get 6 pictures on each disc.
Yeah.
It depends on the size. Life size, you can only get 2.
Oh, okay.
But little ones about desk high, you can get 6 on there.
And 8 gigs of memory just for that little thing. That is technology that we are way sadly behind in.
Well, the base on it is about that thick, and that's where most of the storage, the disk itself, is mainly a focusing device for it to stand on.
And then, is that a laser optical system?
I believe so. You'd have to ask our engineer.
The technical expert.
Now, let me ask you this. In our tiny three-dimensional minds, we believe that we've come to the apex of technology and mankind. Hasn't this been accomplished several times? Hasn't there been past technologies that have surpassed our present technology?
I believe so, yes. There is something that I do have to tell you, Johnny, is that I am a third dimensional being myself. I'm learning to be sixth dimensional. I was a bipedal life form on my home planet, which is a third dimensional planet. So when you say third dimensional, understand.
I mean, you understand where I'm coming from.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. Okay. Yes. Anyway, I've been told to hop off.
Right. Yeah, have fun, darling.
See ya.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put on the last person, dude.
Okay,
you
did.
Bye.
Bye,
Kim. I'll see you shortly.
Bye-bye.
Attention.
Hello, Tom. Indeed. Greetings. Tall is one of the pilot leaders, if I remember right.
Correct.
Ah, yes.
Officer.
My former officer and
still
commanding officer when I get back into a ship here once in a while.
Yeah.
Well, how's life been treating you, Paul? Any good excitement lately?
Yes. I have another confirmed victory.
Hey! Congratulations! Thank you.
Good deal. What were the circumstances surrounding this? You're not talking about Mark and your guys.
No. Although I have challenged him.
Oh, good.
But he did not accept or decline.
Ah.
No, this was a vessel that would not yield for inspection.
Oh. Okay.
It would not stop for inspection. I fired a warning shot across its bow. It carried on going. I fired a shot at its engines to disable. It returned fire.
Bad call of it, Mark.
So, I scanned, put down its shield, scanned again. It continued returning fire. So, I destroyed.
You have plenty of chances.
We are meant to.
Yeah. Now, that reminds me of something, Tal. I was reading about an incident that happened back in 1954 where a ship crashed in the deserts
New Mexico.
Of New Mexico. And apparently what had been shown is that apparently it came out of the atmosphere and burned up, and the bodies inside burned up. But knowing the shielding and the capabilities of it, it seems like it was disabled first before it made its headlong plunge into our atmosphere.
That was not me.
Well, I know it wasn't you, but I mean, that sounds something that would happen.
Yes. An engagement would... The primary function of the engagement is to take out shielding first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By disabling the shielding, it makes the target easier to board or to destroy, preferably board for inspection.
Right. Now, wouldn't it be the necessary standard operating procedure to make sure that the craft disintegrates before it hits the ground?
If the crew is alive, this would be not... sorry, I do not know the way.
Practical, right.
Thank you, Kerry.
Okay, so those crafts that were found where the crew had died but the ship survived intact, was that just maybe pilot error?
Possibly, yes.
Oh, okay. Some of these guys probably flying around here aren't that great of pilots, probably. Some of the other places.
There is no such thing as bad pilot. Bad pilot, dead.
That's true. So when's your next mission?
I will be escorting on Wednesday a group of two vessels to Sirius. I will be returning with said group a week later.
A ski team, I believe.
Yes.
On the route to the skiing.
We are part of Onadar.
Excellent. To go to the races.
Yes. I am not competing.
Too bad. How's Katrina doing?
She is going also. We are having...
Excellent.
You would say second honeymoon?
I take it she's one of the shuttle pilots?
Yes.
Lucky guess.
Yes. It's the only chance that she has had to fly in over a year.
Yes, but she, you know, you the child growing well, she doesn't have to be, you know, running inventories on you know, in the hangars anymore. She should be able to fly, isn't she?
She is still ground crew. She is.
Still?
Will be for another 6 to 12 months.
That must just tear her up.
Yes. She is requesting to be shuttle pilot. So.
Well, that's good. Are you taking the little one with you?
Yes.
Excellent. Good.
He will be flying with me.
Oh, his first trip to Sirius, I take it?
Yes.
Good. That'll be nice. What a nice vacation, second honeymoon with the child and everything.
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing you whenever I can. You'll be on the base for at least till Sunday then?
Until Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Nice. We stop on Sirius to rendezvous with other ski teams. So we go there for big arrival display.
Formation flying in them?
Yes.
Indeed.
Have always wanted to go to the surface of Centauri Base.
I've been to Centauri Base. Nice place.
Looking forward.
Yeah, you're going to have a good time. A nice thing to do out there. And you do any recreational skiing once you get there?
Yes, probably. Katrina wants to ski. She said the name of mountain. And she had wistful look in her eyes.
Well, excellent. That'll be fun for you guys. By the way, I understand my former co-pilot had a bit of an experience a while back.
Recently?
Yeah.
Yes. Again, he has accident prone. His vessel still being sent for repair, has a new one.
Oh, he has a new one.
Yes.
Okay. I say, poor guy got jumped and everything.
Well, he made it back.
Oh, that's good.
As I said, no such thing as
a bad pilot.
Thank you. Dismiss.
Farewell.
Thank you.
Hey, Kerry.
Yo.
Hey, question for you, sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
Hey, when I get to a point where I'm able to, you know, do a home page on my online internet,
uh-huh,
and send in and put information that can be accessed.
She drunk it all.
I'd like to work right on.
Yes, please.
Putting out the.
You go
no, I'm okay. Go ahead. Some of the Syrian crimes. How much of that is should be made available? Very little.
I would have to discuss it with Corton. Corton and Amol as communications. Okay. It will be a discussion between the three of us, as I am chief librarian.
Yes. Well, you know what I've printed up so far.
Mm-hmm.
Let's work on that, because that takes it up to the second ascension. Takes it up to the second ascension.
Mm-hmm.
So just anything before that, just go ahead and we'll work on editing.
Yeah.
From that.
So with all the heavyweights being in, was it coincidental that our challenge session was coordinating with all the heavyweights?
No, sometimes they do that, that they will coordinate so that there's
their schedules fit in.
Mm-hmm. Especially if they've been in council meetings and they come out. Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. But they will do that. They will come to channeling sessions. In fact, I think they went directly next door to another channeling session.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where was that from?
I can't tell you.
No, they can't tell us.
Oh.
Yes, this is the first time I've been able to compete that I haven't been pregnant.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we had the races here on the base...
Mm-hmm.
I just had Alex and wasn't feeling up for it. And then we didn't have races the following year. And then I was pregnant with Leonidas.
You shouldn't
have
raced this year. So we had two races, one at the old Wookiee Mountain, one at the new Wookiee Mountain.
I think you're right, yeah. But
have
I didn't compete in any of them.
On
Earth? No, I haven't. No, I haven't. That's right, because I did compete at the old Wookiee compound because Mark and Tia were working down in the tent doing controls, and they were total animals. And what did Mark tell you to go and do when you stuck your head inside the tent?
Something about to jump off the mountain.
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm. Compared to the... other races, ones last year on Sirius, and the ones coming up this year, I mean, those were very unprofessional.
Very much so. I mean, those, we were just warming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew that they had the competitions on between Sirius and Centauri base, but we thought that we weren't good enough. But when Laika last year came Laika. Home with the gold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our girl Laika.
Yeah. GS winner.
She's going again.
Mm-hmm. And she's hot. She is hot.
Kicked on you all day.
Well, if I get as good as she is, then I'll be happy.
Yeah, well, if I get as good as her, I'll be all
mm-hmm. Oh, she would eat your pros down there for breakfast.
Yeah, well, the technology is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she doesn't use
full... Does she use the custom skis?
No, she uses regular, normal skis.
She's that good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You see, when you get that good, it doesn't matter which set you're using. I mean, she is that good.
How come you don't have a working snowboarding
competition? Because Centauri base... No. Sirius base doesn't have Wookiees.
Centauri base does.
Yeah, Centauri base does, but Sirius base doesn't.
We'll have a special competition between Centauri base and Sirius.
We have to put it before all three committees.
Well, since the committees have to meet for the race anyway.
That's right.
You're gonna
actually be... the seat is on Hades base.
Is it?
Yes, the seat where they have the meetings, and they happen three times a year. And the next one isn't due until, I believe, May.
Okay, because what I'll do is I'll talk to my Wookiee buddy.
Yeah.
He's a killer snowboarder.
Yeah, we'll have to bring it up before the committee members here that organize the races and everything.
Start proposing it now and getting it ready for it. I mean, start working on the proposal.
Wait,
now.
Do you know who one of the committee members is, don't you?
My Wookiee buddy?
No.
You?
No.
Jamal?
No. Go and take a guess. No, not a council member. Laika can't because she's an officer and is competing this year. All the committee... No, Toll's not. All the committee members are not competing. In fact, I can think of two members that I know personally very well that are committee members.
All right, I'll bring you up with Mark. And get
yeah. And Tia. Mm-hmm. And then there's Trini. She's actually a committee member.
I think it'd be neat. Mm-hmm. I'd love to be up there. I just go up to see the Wookiee race.
Yeah. In fact, she's a new member, Trini is. And then there's one of the technicians that works for Toll. He's a committee member too.
Yeah, I'm coming down the wire.